Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on a Thursday, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Always appreciate your time. Chelsea's here. I'm Jinx. Got D-Day, Double D, and Dylan as well. Legendary show coming up. Jackson Dart looks to get another upset win in the Meadowlands, this time against the rival Eagles. And we will talk to Pat Boyle of the Pat Boyle Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we get to Pat, please tell this story that you were reading about regarding Cam Scatabu, which is hilarious.
Okay, so there's this article on ESPN.com about Cam Scatabu and like some of the crazy things that like he does, which, you know, kind of falls on the nose. Like if you ever see him, like just this just feels like his personality. So they talked to his mom and said this. Okay, so it was really hard to keep him in a car seat. We call him Houdini. He also used to put on his brother's shoulder pads and run directly into telephone poles. Like imagine being this kid's mom. That feels like an absolute nightmare, but I will say it has prepared him well for the path ahead.
I mean, sometimes you know what you're going to do, know what you want to do, even as a kid. And this kid knew. He just wants to run into people and run over people. And that's what he's been doing at Arizona State and even now, just flattening people. So that's his game, and he knew early on. So let's talk about this game, and maybe we'll throw in a little Cam Scatabu talk as well. We bring in our friend Pat Boyle, host of the Pat Boyle Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You can hear him on WFAN and here on the BetMGM Network. Pat, good morning to you. And let's start with the G-Men tonight, hosting the Eagles. What have you seen out of Jackson Dart thus far over a couple games?
Yeah, good morning, guys. And first, I would just like to say for Mrs. Scatabu, for Cam's mom, you know, you take the millions of dollars he's going to make in the NFL and you deal with the CTE later, right? That's money now, CTE later. I think that's a win for most people. And I take it from me, but my sister's got four boys. They're starting to play football. They run into each other. I think the telephone pole is not far off from their future. But Jackson Dart, look, it's been a mixed bag. He did enough to win in his debut against the Chargers, where he burned them a couple of times with his legs. He had that great 16-yard touchdown run where he bolted right up the middle. And that's kind of how this offense has been designed by Brian Daboll. It's to allow him to use his legs, right? Allow him to be a dual threat. For any NFL rookie, it's going to be tough to throw against defenses. It's going to be tough to go through all the progressions, run the operation, get to the line of scrimmage, recognize blitzes, recognize coverages, and then still make the right throw and put the ball where it needs to be. So he didn't see a ton with his arm, but he made the throws he needed to make against the Chargers and win a football game. And that was awesome. It was a great debut. And then, you know, with that then comes the added expectations, and they go and play the New Orleans Saints, and he turns the ball over three times. You know, he still made a lot of good throws. He actually threw the ball 40 times, which was encouraging to see that many throws, that many completions, 26 of them, and over 200 yards. And with the two touchdown passes, both to his rookie security blanket, not rookie, second-year tight end security blanket, Theo Johnson, but he also turned the ball over three times, which is what you're expecting. So the highs, the lows, it's been a lot of good, it's a lot of bad, and that's probably what you're going to get the rest of the season from Jackson Dart. But I think the future is brighter than it's been in the last couple of years for the Giants, which is definitely a place to start with.
I know that mentality can only get you so far in the NFL, but I will say this. For a team that's kind of, I don't want to call them in the cellar, but like the Giants are not in a great place right now. For a team like that, it almost feels good to have a couple of rookies like Jackson Dart and Cam Scatabu who just kind of have that energy all the time. And it feels like, I don't want to say like they're too stupid to know that they're like on a bad team, but it just feels like they're young and dumb and they're not going to be affected by like, you know, the media noise is saying, oh, the Giants are losing again. Do you think they've injected new life into this team?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, absolutely, right? It's like, you, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, they're too dumb to know how bad of a team they're on. So just like Malik Nabers, I mean, you see Malik Nabers, it kind of felt like within a year, he kind of has that grizzled veteran look about him. Like, wow, yeah, this team does suck no matter how great I am. And then, you know, a terrible torn ACL ends his season. Like, I was incredibly excited to watch Jackson Dart throw the football to Malik Nabers and Theo Johnson and have Cam Scataboo run it. You take Malik out of this offense, and it's just not going to be anywhere near as good as it could have been. So that's really frustrating. But I do think that these guys, they've brought some physicality to this Giants offense. Scataboo, he's the human bowling ball. That story about him running at a telephone pole completely checks out. And Dart's not afraid to run people over either. So, yeah, I think it brings some physicality to this Giants offense, and it definitely brings some youth and some spark. I mean, if nothing else, it brings it to Brian Daboll, who knows maybe now his job could be extended by another year. That's for sure.
That was my next question, Pat, which is how hot is that seat and how much does he need to win for the rest of the season to stay in that role?
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty hot. I don't think it's as hot as it was after week three. Then he makes the change to go to Jackson Dart. And look, I mean, who knows? He should have been fired after last season. Joe Shane should have been fired after last season. It should have been a holy triumvirate. It should have been a new GM with a new head coach and a new quarterback. And so now you run the risk of putting the quarterback in a lame duck situation with a quarterback and a new GM that didn't draft him if things do go haywire. So John Mara basically was too lazy. And I say that in like, he said it himself, he was too lazy to fire Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. He was like, yeah, I don't want to have to go through the process again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, yeah, it's only your job as the owner, but you know, then he doesn't really give a playoff mandate, just said he hopes he feels a hell of a lot better than what he does right now. So it's really tough to gauge like what, how many wins do the Giants have to get? If they get 3 wins, if they beat the Colts and score 45 in a meaningless week 17 game, does that save Brian Daboll's job again? I think you need to see enough progression and enough enough building from Jackson Dart. I think, honestly, the defense can look as bad as it's been. They'll fire Shane Bowen, the defense coordinator, after the season. He's a stiff. He's got no idea what he's doing. As long as Jackson Dart progresses and looks better and better by the end of the season, I think that's enough to keep Brian Daboll and Joe Shane their jobs, because you can then make the argument to the owner, John Mara, hey, we hit on our quarterback. We've got our guy. Our number one receiver tore his ACL three games into the season. We're going to get him back. Just look how much better we're going to be next year. And so it seems like it's hot on the surface, but as long as Dart gets a little bit better as the year goes on, the Giants could win 4 games, and I think Brian Daboll will be back.
All right, so let's talk about the now. We have a big game tonight, divisional matchup, Eagles and Giants. Giants getting 7.5 at home. What's the game breakdown here? What are the key matchups, and can the Giants keep it close?
Yeah, I mean, at the expense of looking like an idiot, I was big on the Rams last week. I didn't think Mac Jones would, with a banged-up PCL, throw for over 300 yards, and Kendrick Bourne would have the game of his freaking life, and also that Kyron Williams would fumble on the one-yard line. Not that the Rams were going to cover anyway. So at the expense of looking like an idiot, like a lot of Rams bettors did last week. It's another divisional game on a short week, and I still feel like this is the get-right game for the Eagles. I still feel like they win this game comfortably. They've dominated this series historically. You know, with the Niners and the Rams, over the last year and a half, McVay had Shanahan's number, but for a long time, Shanahan owned McVay. And so it really, I guess, in hindsight, it wasn't that surprising. To me, this would be a big surprise if the Giants win this game tonight. And I know the 7.5, the 7 and the hook is appealing for a lot of folks. Like, hey, you know, look what the Patriots did. Look what the Niners did. The Giants can keep this within a touchdown. The Eagles, it's all dysfunction. They look broken. You got A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts and Saquon having private meetings, and they can't run the ball and they can't throw the ball. To me, this feels like the get-right game, because what's the Giants' big strength? It's their pass rush. Well, I'm pretty confident the Eagles can neutralize that with their great offensive line. Landon Dickerson, he's ruled out, but the rest of the offensive line is good to go. And even though they don't look, you know, unbeatable like they did last year, this Eagles offensive line, they're still elite. And so that's how you neutralize a good pass rush, is with a great offensive line. That the Giants still can't stop the run. And you add in now the narrative angle. Saquon coming back to MetLife again. He ran for $176 against them at MetLife last year. I still think Saquon's got that bitterness in him of like, I'm going to show you again what you missed out on. I tried to stay here. You let me go. And now I'm going to run for another 150 yards down your throat. It just feels like all the problems the Eagles have been having. It's a giant secondary, again, that has a lot of issues right now. Guys, you know, rookies last year, Phillips and Newbin have taken a step back this year. They still have a big-time issue covering number one receivers. So if there's a game where it's Saquon runs for big yards and A.J. Brown maybe doesn't have a lot of yards or a lot of receiving, a lot of catches, but A.J. Brown probably finds a way to get into the end zone. It just feels like it's a get-right game for the Eagles, and their defense is still very good. You know, they held the Broncos to 3 points until the final 10 minutes of that game, and then they got caught out of nowhere. So, yeah, it's anything can happen, short week divisional game. But to me, this feels like it's a get-right game for the Eagles. I think they win it by 10 or more.
He is host of the Pat Boyle Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You can also hear him on WFAN and here on the BetMGM Network. Pat, we appreciate the time, and good luck to your sister's kids. We got to keep them away from those telephone poles.
Yeah, absolutely. Really quickly, too, some props if you guys want to hear
them. Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of Theo Johnson, 6 catches on Sunday against the Saints, 3 in Jackson Dart's debut against the Chargers. The one Eagles' weakness is they do give up a lot of catches to tight ends. So let's go Theo Johnson over 3.5 catches. No Malik Nabers, no Darius Slayton in this game either for the Giants. Who's that security blanket? It's Jackson Dart's tight end. Over 3.5 catches for Theo Johnson. And let's take Cam Scataboo anytime touchdown, right?
Plus okay. 155.
Yeah. If somebody's going to get in for the Giants, it's either going to be him or Dart. Why not just, you know, the human bowling ball running back who they're going to run it with? And then I think Saquon, you can push that narrative tonight. Saquon over rushing yards and maybe break out the ladder with it here. I think he has another massive game against him.
Oh, love that. Cam Scataboo running into the end zone and then runs right to the goalpost and starts banging his head against the stanchion. And that could be his touchdown celebration. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That would be amazing. That's his thing. Like, every time he gets in the end zone, just bam, bam, bam. Human wrecking ball. I would love that.
Until he gets a call from Roger Goodell, and he's like, hey, listen, hey, we're trying to crack down on CT. Can you please not do that? Thanks.
Right. You're not helping this, okay, at all. Please, stop. Coming next in the show, we will focus more on the game tonight. Prop bets we like. You know, Chelsea's going to have a ton of those, and I'll sit back and say, yeah, I like those too. I like those too. Eagles and Giants coming up on tap next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.